Caleb Collier says that this proposal is meant to protect their Second Amendment rights.
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Fire. Today on Church and State, Kamala Harris says she may have to take over as president and is ready to do so.
And get ready, October 4th, for the first time ever, FEMA will do the world's largest radio warning.
That's the weirdest pause you've ever had.
I was waiting.
Anyway, plus... Gabe is sitting in his Chevy and he's feeling something heavy. Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I'm your host, Caleb Collier, with me as always.
Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Truman Show, great movie.
We're in a really weird mood today. Really weird mood. We're not doing well here already off the bat, but...
I think it's the joy of the possibility of Joe Biden retiring.
Maybe that's it. But before you turn off the show, because we're a little too strange for you today, go on over to churchandstate.media and download some of the decent ones. Maybe not in this episode, but we've got some other ones that are pretty good. So download those, share those with your friends, family, and neighbors. Also, remember to support us, and we've got great affiliates that you can buy fantastic products from, and some of that money comes over to us.
And more importantly, we have a tech team that needs food and shelter and a place to live.
Isn't that a shelter? It's a little redundant.
Cue song by Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, yeah.
I will remember.
No, I thought it was the arms of the angel.
Oh, in the arms.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, the sad dog picture. We need a sad picture of our tech team.
We need to show them.
Yeah, right? In a cage.
Yes, just sad.
Yeah, they're
look how
they're
sad they look.
Sad.
Feed them.
Look
ladies and gentlemen, feed
really
these
sad
individuals by buying some of our products or just donating directly to Church and State. And you can do that on the links provided there. Lastly, if you want to write us and tell us that we really need to get our acts together, Church and State 1776 at proton.me. Gabe, I've got some exciting news.
Go.
You know how excited I get about the Mandela effect.
Yeah, you do. Every time there's something that is quizzical, one of my favorite is the Sinbad movie where you remember Sinbad?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows Sinbad. He had the kind of dyed hair, big, tall black dude who is pretty funny.
He was best in Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
He was great in that.
And there was this Genie movie that he was in. And
never happened,
but I remember it.
So do I. Okay, I got a new one for you.
Okay,
ready? Cue the sci-fi. Did Richard Simmons wear a headband? Stop, Chris! You jumped the gun on that.
I know for sure at some point he did.
Are you sure?
I know he had a fro. Did he never?
He had a fro. Did he wear a headband?
He had to have. There has to be at least one picture of him.
All right, now share it. Just start scrolling down here, man. Look at all these images of Richard Simmons.
You will never find him with a headband.
Where's the headband? I remember him wearing a headband in his workout videos. Where is it?
He never wore it?
So this is trending right now on TikTok. Okay.
I believe this one. This is strange because I will find it.
Okay, you can find you. I looked, man. I looked.
Dude was sweating. Remember him sweating
to
the oldies?
I know. I remember that headband on
him. Dude was sweating to the oldies.
His little short shorts, and he's just going, and he had that headband on. I remember that.
The universe is messed up. CERN has done something again. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
CERN is active again big time.
Okay, so there you go. Mandela effect. Once again, messing with our collective brains. All right. Okay. Let's move on over to the dirty story.
So we have a story that is, there's nothing like being mid-flight to Barcelona, flight 194, Delta passenger This is what the communications, which was found and shared on Reddit. Pilot says, we must turn around. Passenger had diarrhea all the way through the airplane.
Gabe, you didn't look this up, but I did.
This is an actual story.
There's pictures of this, and it's just as bad as it sounds, okay? It's literally up and down the aisle. There's just brown stains all the way up and down the aisle. And they called it a biohazard, and they had to turn around.
It's a duty disaster.
Yeah, it was definitely a duty disaster. This, Gabe, I've been on some bad flights. In fact, you and I were on a very bad flight once. But this takes the cake.
Yeah, this right here, for a transatlantic flight to be 2 hours into the flight and then have to turn around, that's bad.
Yeah.
So that's...
This is one of those times
that's
where...
That's a four-hour trip because somebody duked it. Now here's the thing. You know that wasn't the only biohazard incident. Somebody had to have
puked. Oh, had to have puked. This is one of those points. You know how I feel about masks, right? I'm not going to have a mask on a plane. This is one of those moments where I'd be like, oh, my gosh, please give me a mask, right? I'd be over here like, I can't handle this, Gabe. I can't handle what's going on here. It'd be horrible.
So remember the secret in EMS? What would you do?
So Vicks Vapor Rub.
Right there.
Right here.
Vicks Vapor Rub.
We have been into a lot of really bad homes, and that's what you do. All right, but this is disgusting. Now, in honor of what occurred here, I wanted to play a little song. You might remember.
There's nothing childish about this, by the way.
No.
When you're sliding into first and you're feeling something burst, diarrhea, diarrhea. When you're sliding into third and when you juice it, turd, diarrhea, diarrhea. When you're sliding in the hole and your truck's full of foam, diarrhea, diarrhea. When you're sitting in your Chevy and your shirts are feeling heavy, diarrhea, diarrhea.
I think my maturity level is decreasing as I get older. You think?
Something's going on. Something's going on.
Something's messed up in my brain because as you're telling
your
the story.
Your kids are more junior high age than they've ever been.
Yes.
So that's a lot of it.
You think that's what it is?
I think it is.
Okay, they're influencing. They've never seen that movie.
They're sliding. I know, but their behavior is like that.
And I'm just like, it's just coming upon me.
It's destroying you. You have no filter as an adult.
Okay. Well. Speaking of diarrhea, let's talk about Kamala Harris.
That was the worst pronunciation of her name.
Kamala.
Kamala. Remember like what you just said.
Remember we did an episode a long time ago. Remember
Kamala because is what you just said though.
Well, she is a camel.
Kamala Harris.
Anyway, you remember that episode we did a long time ago where she had actually come out and instructed people on how to actually say her name?
Yes.
And remember the song that we came up with on that?
Yes.
You were Kamala. A Kamala. A Kamala Malama.
She may be the president.
She's ready to be.
This is 20 hours off the press. She says she may have to take over as president and is ready to do so.
Does anybody believe that?
I believe that she may take over. I don't believe she's ready to do so.
Let me ask you this. Who's got the better gaffes, Joe Biden or Kamala Harris?
It's a tough one. They both are. I actually like Joe's. Joe's are more funny because I'm into the slapstick, the falling, the random acts of falling. Those are my favorite.
Here's the thing, though.
Or the possibility of him.
Biden has an excuse.
Yeah, dementia.
He's got dementia, okay? Kamala Harris is just stupid.
Yeah, she's just not bright. This is somebody who basically her first real, you know, major role was being a hooker for
Jerry Brown.
Jerry Brown.
Yep, exactly. I mean, we all remember it. We're not going to get filthy. We've already talked about diarrhea, but we're not going to go too much into that. But yeah, that's how she made her mark in politics, was being the side hustle for Jerry Brown. All right. And now she's our vice president and she says amazing things like the passage of time. You all remember that one. Or when she tried to explain the dynamics of Russia and Ukraine. You remember that one? Yeah. You see,
Russia's a big country.
And Ukraine is a smaller one.
Ukraine is a small country.
Yes. That was brilliant.
And when you're attacked by a big country, that's bad. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Profound words by our Veep.
So, are you going to weigh in on the possibility of her actually being president?
No, there's no possible way this happens. Now, obviously,
you don't think the slip is going to happen.
So here's
she's
the thing.
Just hoping.
Joe Biden. If I were to make a prediction right now, Gabe, I would say that Joe Biden, something is going to occur that Joe Biden is not going to be able to run for re-election.
Okay, so they're not going to rerun him.
No, something will come out. There'll be a story that Joe Biden has.
Because we all know if he died tomorrow, there'd be another him that would show up at the press conference the next day. There's a couple of him rolling out there.
Yeah, you want to talk about Hollywood projection? You remember the movie Dave?
Yeah.
Where the president had a stroke.
Had a backup.
Mm-hmm. And he had a backup, mm-hmm. and that guy became the president, but yes. It was actually a good president.
Yes.
Yeah, like, there you are, okay? There's a lot of conspiracy theories out there right now that Joe Biden isn't actually acting as president, that there's some doppelganger. I mean, you look at his ears. They don't connect. At one point, he looks different in a lot of his photos.
Yeah, for okay? sure.
Yes, so that probably already is happening. But I would suspect that Joe Biden something will occur. Maybe they'll finally admit that there's some kind of cognitive issue with him and he's not going to run for re-election. At that point, now anybody can jump in the game, okay? And if I were to guess, if I were to look at the Democrat Party and say this is who they're going to pin the rose on, as it were, I would say Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, we all know Gavin is the heir apparent. I think he's going to be running. But I think Joe Biden's going to have a full Mitch McConnell moment that lasts permanently, where he just stares into the abyss.
That's quite possible. So weigh in on this. Contact us. Do you think Kamala Harris is ready to be the president of the United States? That's pretty appropriate. Well,
no,
we've got the
not.
Current president of the United States. He can't remember even what he's implemented in the White House.
Now, Caleb, if you were giving the military's highest award possible, after you bestowed it upon somebody, wouldn't you stick around for, you know, what would be said?
I would personally. Also, as a veteran, I will say this as well. I don't know if I would accept the Medal of Honor from Joe Biden.
True.
Okay, I think that would always be a constant stain on the memory of what I did in order to win that Medal of Honor. Because the individuals who win the Medal of Honor, right, they have done some of the bravest things you could possibly imagine. And now this guy was presented to it by a demented old man who says things like, my butt's been wiped.
Yes. He's bestowing an honor that, you know, you would think he would stick around for. Well, that's not the case. He went on a little side, little. Do we have the video of him actually just walking off stage?
Yeah, I sent it to you, Chris. You should have the video of Biden just literally right. The event's occurring, and he just walks off the stage, and just he looks confused.
I'm surprised he even figured out how the clasp works.
It's magnets for him.
Really?
Velcro, maybe. I'm kidding, but
he's sitting there pretty confused, but he gets it on there.
Yeah.
And then as everyone's clapping, he just, goodbye.
Yeah, he just pieces out on that one. But here's the thing, though. He had just implemented a mask mandate for the White House. Now, Joe Biden, who's been, by the way, vaccinated and boosted and all this stuff, she just tested positive for COVID-19, right? Biden has not, apparently. They're continuing to test and monitor him. But he's implemented this policy now. Oh, is that the video?
Yeah, here we go.
Go ahead, play it. No, that's not it. Never mind. I thought I sent it to you.
That's him? No, that's it. That's him walking off stage.
Oh, okay. Yep. There you go. So look it. So he gives him the Medal of Honor, salutes.
Everyone's clapping.
Everyone's clapping.
Bye.
And there he goes. Look at him. I'm confused. And
look at everyone.
And I smell children and ice cream in the next room, so I'm going to head over there.
Everyone's looking around. And then on stage, we have the inductee to the Medal of Honor. I love his face. He has this, like, what am I supposed to do now? Look at him. He's older than Joe Biden, and he's confused.
Yeah, but he's confused by the actions of the president.
Yeah.
So there you are. But anyway, back to what occurred. All right, he's implemented this policy. You've got to be wearing masks. And then literally the same day, just a couple hours afterwards, violates his own policy by doing this, by presenting a Medal of Honor with no masks at all. Did you see any masks in that video?
No.
We've got a president that literally has no idea what is going on at all. And he's forcing people to wear face diapers, but of course, doesn't apply to him.
Now, this is coming off the prediction that Alex Jones said mask mandates were coming back. And we're seeing it happen slowly around the country. Do you really think that they're going to go hard on this whole COVID thing? It's looking as if it's like it's ramping up. We're not even at the fall. We're still in what I would consider summer still. And we're seeing a mid-ramp up. Or do you think they're going to go for this?
No, they are going for this. So, and I'm not going to reveal my source, but I am going to tell you what. I had a meeting, a sit-down meeting, with some individuals that have very high level, both at the federal and at the state sources, okay? And this is how they are going to implement this. And I don't know if I told you this yet or not, but here's what's going to happen. Yes, they are going to roll out the whole COVID restrictions again.
COVID 2.0.
Okay? And yes, you can expect to see masks again and vaccines again, okay? But here's how they're going to implement it. They know, because of trial and error, that the biggest source of rebellion against the previous lockdowns was business closures.
Right.
Okay. They cannot shut the economy back down again. So they've come up with a rather brilliant way to implement this. There is going to be a tax of sorts upon businesses in order for them to stay open during this next pandemic. Okay. So you're going to have to pay the government in order for you to stay open. Now let's walk this back. Let's walk this through, okay?
This is like Sheriff Nottingham, man. This,
yes.
Do you remember just how much of a jackass he was?
Yes, I do. Completely, right? Stealing from the church, everything like this. Okay,
yeah.
Now let's walk this through, though, Gabe. Let's just say that you have a business or, you know, a church and state is a business. So we have employees that are unvaccinated. You're going to be charged.
Proudly.
You're going to be charged more. You're going to be charged more now. Because you have unvaccinated employees. So what is going to be the incentive for businesses?
So full compliance gets you like a balance sheet of zero.
Not necessarily zero, because you're still going to be paying into this, but you're going to be charged more if you have unvaccinated employees, or perhaps if you don't follow the mask guidelines.
So we're going to be on the defense of businesses once again, because you and I are both very good friends with businesses that do not comply.
Yes.
So we'll be standing there saying, not today.
Well, and I've already said this. I've already said this, and I can't remember if you were on the episode or not, but I'm gearing up. I'm getting ready. Okay.
You better protect businesses.
There's just a few more things that needs to fall into place here, and then we are going to rally. Gabe, we are going to rally just like we did before, but we're not going to wait for them to strip away all of our liberties. As soon as they announce that we've got a mask mandate, that we've got COVID coming back at us, we're hitting the streets, okay? And we are going to make sure that we organize thousands of people just like we did last time, that we're going to march through the streets of Spokane. We're going to sing and praise Jesus Christ because he's the one on the throne. And we're going to let you know that in this area, we're not shutting down.
I'd be very curious what the health department is, you know, any employees who work there, because I'm guessing that this is going to be monitored by basically the health department and whether businesses were closing. The same thing we saw last time. I remember businesses not able to serve or losing their license. So once again, we're going to be at the health department.
Yeah, we saw that the tyranny of the health department this last time around, and it's something that we had missed before, quite honestly. We looked at them as relatively benign. Yeah, they did a few things every once in a while that kind of angered the conservative base.
Right.
But during the past mandates, the past pandemic, we got to see how powerful this bureaucratic agency actually is.
Who's going to shut you down? The sheriff? The sheriff's not going to shut you down. Is police going to? No, they're not going to shut you down. It's Jay Inslee going to come over? Is Bob Ferguson going to sue you? No, it's the health department.
Well, they've got an army, a standing army, as it were, of health officials that are going to come in here, and they're going to shut you down, and they're going to fine you into actually complying with all of these ridiculous mandates. And it's going to be up to us. Look, I said this on one of the previous shows. We've got to stop being reactionary, and we've got to make them be afraid. Be afraid of the fact that if you push us, we're going to push back, and there's more of us than there are of you, and you do not have the power. It's once again, Gabe, I know we've talked about this before, but one of the best animated movies ever was the movie with the ants and the grasshoppers. A Bug's Life.
Oh, yeah, Bug's Life.
And the grasshopper says, those ants outnumber us 10 to 1. If they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
Right.
Okay, you are the ants, you as conservatives and Christians. And one ant can be squashed, but thousands and thousands of ants are extremely powerful and can take on insects that are three times their size.
Now, I'm curious. You showed me before the show, I don't know if it was a tweet or something, but it was what's going on with the university. I believe it's Yale University has figured out a way to.
Well, hold on. That's good. We're gonna cover that on next episode. I don't want to jump the gun too much on that. Unless I haven't sent it to Chris yet, so we're not ready for that.
But let's just ask the question between you and I. What is more important? What is their agenda seeking right now? Are they more after implementation of vaccines in our system, or are they more after the 2024 election and causing a diversion once again to where mail-in ballots, not as close as, you know, poll watching can't happen again. They need that. They need that.
So you're asking me, is it more about getting everybody vaccinated or more about stealing the election?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the wrong question. And the answer that I would give you is they're more interested in establishing the beast system. Hmm. That's what's at play here. It's not all of these things, right? It's people talk about conspiracy theories. The reality is it's conspiracy theory. It's singular. Every single thing that has occurred that we question, the moon landing, 9/11, the vaccines, all these different things, they've all have one goal. They're all tied, and that goal is it's satanic.
Right.
They want to establish the beast system, and so everything that we're seeing, whether it be election fraud, vaccines, attacks on the Second Amendment, attacks on the church and freedom of speech, they're all designed to push forward a one-world system where you have to buy into the beast system, and if you don't, you are exterminated. You are re-educated first, and then you are exterminated ultimately. That's the goal of what we're seeing here. That's the goal of the New World Order, the globalists, the elitists, whatever you want to call them.
And for those of you who are at home and you're kind of like, you're looking at their plans and we're kind of like quarterbacking and kind of trying to guess what their priority is. Is it the 2024 election? Is it getting us inundated with the vaccines? It's kind of a mute point. And then on our side, we're kind of just debating what's the priority for us. Is it self-preservation? Is it will I not comply? Or is it just getting Donald Trump into the presidency? We don't even know if he's going to be able to run for president. Here's the thing: all it comes down to is out of all these things, we as the church and we as Christians will not comply to their agenda.
Amen.
So what is coming? Whether Donald Trump is electable or not. Is irrelevant. Know this. Double down right now. Right now is the time where you really pin down, what am I going to do? We just had the book Jeremiah Strong run through. And I've been going through the book, and a lot of it's establishing, what will I say when the brown shirts show up at my home?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what
or
am
what
I gonna,
will you not say?
Right.
Yeah.
You have to make these decisions now. Just like carrying a handgun 24/7, those of you who you know, either open carry or concealed carry, you can't just make the decision in the moment. It has to be made before. When you're laying in bed and you're just going to sleep, you have to decide, how am I going to operate? How am I going to conduct myself?
Absolutely. So speaking of that, Gabe, you came across a story that I think a lot of people would look at and say, what's the big deal on this? All right, and I think we need to break this down for our audience so that they understand that when government comes out and you look at it and go, well, I can see their point, or this is a benevolent act. We need to pause there, because what is occurring here is total control by our government, which is not very friendly to our cause. And they are going to do something here, Gabe, that to me is probably one of the most dystopian moves I've seen as of late.
Yeah, we've seen these in the past periodically. Those of you who are radio listeners, those of you who are on, you know, FM AM dial, you'll hear every once in a while that.
It's usually your favorite song. Yeah, like it's the best chorus, right? Like you're over there singing Aha, right? Yes. Like loving it, right? Like take on me, and all of a sudden, right? That's what happens
every time. Well, this is the FEMA implementation of not only just radio, and it's in the same moment. It's a simultaneous on three major bands of communication. Okay? You're going to be hit by, this is just a test. You're going to be hit on radio. You're going to hear it all over the radio. Then you're going to hear it on your phone. And lastly, it was covering three areas.
All phones, TV, and radio.
TV.
They're going to, the government will control all phones, TV, and radio for just a moment. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, and what are they doing? They're testing the emergency broadcast system. So if your child has been kidnapped, if there's a national emergency, an earthquake, a fire, whatever it may be, the government is doing this so that they can get the word out to all of you by taking control of all of your normal forms of communication. Right? What could possibly be wrong with this?
And why do they need to do this now? Ask yourselves, what is going on? Why are they coalescing to this big of a hit? And there's a lot of reasons why, but we do need to establish this. Your phone, your way of communication needs to be supplemented with preparation. Every one of you who have not prepared, we talk about this ad nauseum, it seems like. But here's the thing. Some of you are not prepared. Do you have a plan for your kids? Do you know exactly where, if all communication went down, have you established a place where you will meet up?
You know, I have an idea, Gabe, because when this is going to happen, okay, this emergency FEMA broadcast will go over all phones, TV, and radio on October 4th, slated at 11:20 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Okay, so now we know exactly when they're going to do it. What if we as society sent a collective message to the government by making sure that none of our radios were on, none of our televisions were on, and our phones were turned off, put in a Faraday case, whatever, so that they couldn't actually do something like this?
That's funny. Yeah. I don't know. Do you think there's a metric for them to measure how many of these devices actually pick it up?
Well, I guarantee there is.
Yeah.
If they're able to take over every single one, then there's got to be a metric to monitor how many of these phones and televisions and radios that they actually were able to implement this plan on. So why don't we do that as a society? Why don't we collectively tell the government to pound sand that we're not interested in this and shut it all off? Imagine how productive we'd be as a society if we did all that.
True. Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so, I mean, you and I won't be... When is October 4th? Is that a... I don't remember what day that is. I'd have to look at my calendar. Hopefully, we're not in here, so we don't hear that emergency broadcast right in here. That'd be fun. What is it? Wednesday. Oh, good. It's a Wednesday. All right, so we won't be in studio, so we won't have to worry about it. But do something like this. Come up with innovative ways, creative ways for you to push back against the government. But beyond all of that, just push back against the government.
Do it.
Okay, we started the show out a little bit silly, but we've become quite serious in the latter portion of it. So maybe the show is redeemable, Gabe. But I think that message needs to be heard by all people, by all Americans. Get ready. Push back against the government. Church and State is sponsored in part by Patriot Church and the Constitution Party.
I'm Gabe Blomgren, and a calm does not suit me.
And I'm Caleb Collier, and I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.